you want to subscribe to our Patreon, you will leave this episode 5 stars. You love ADHD.
Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I play Xylus Ramsbottom. Still a T-Rex. Level 9, High Elf Druid. Fun fact for Xylus this week. Because when you met him, he knew Wild Shape, pre the party happening, he once had mid-air bird-to-bird sex.
So Xylus had sex with a bird.
As a bird?
As a bird.
But birds still, have dicks. Xylus had sex with a bird.
Do birds have dicks?
Yep. Thank you, Zeus.
I'm unclear on that, actually. Birds have dicks.
Birds absolutely have dicks.
Do they fuck each other?
Yes.
Yeah, I've witnessed it.
Okay. Because, like, when I was a kid...
Well, how else?
Ducks have...
Well, because the way they explained it, they didn't explain fucking. They said, the male fertilizes the eggs. And then I took that as, the male comes on the eggs.
Yeah, no.
See? That
fish do it like that sometimes.
Yeah, fish do it like that.
Ducks have a corkscrew penis.
Ducks?
Yeah.
Mid-air duck-to-duck.
I mean...
Sex.
That would be some ducking.
Mid-air ducking.
Mid-air ducking.
Because Wild Shape.
It's like docking, but with ducks.
He got... You know, like, when method actors get way too into a role?
Yeah.
It was that, but he Wild Shaped as a duck.
Ugh. Xylus fucked a duck.
Yeah. Do you have Duck Dynasty now? Are you a Duck Dynasty?
Is that a
royalty?
There's, like, an ancestral group of ducks that have a TV show that hunt humans.
Damn.
This may be more insulting to Duck Dynasty than I
thought.
Yeah,
that is more insulting to Duck Dynasty.
But anyways.
They're good people, actually.
Not gonna lie.
They're not good people.
They're not?
No.
Damn.
They're extremely homophobic and racist.
God damn it!
That's why they got canceled.
They got canceled?
Yeah. Because they made a bunch of homophobic comments on
their
TV show.
It's been a long time since I watched Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not good people.
Makes a lot of sense.
They're back with a different show now on the Fox Network or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm Caleb. I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson, a level 9 wood elf rogue. I remembered it this time. Didn't forget. Took it in one. Her fun fact for the day is about her first treasure hunt. She got really bored one day in college and decided to just take a couple weeks off because you get that good college burnout. So she says, like, I already have an A like in every one of my classes. I can take 2 weeks off. She took 2 weeks off, spent about 2 weeks in the wilderness by herself to try to find a treasure. Didn't find treasure, got high off some mushrooms, and almost died. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. She didn't find treasure, but did she find herself and poison oak?
She definitely found poison oak, did not find herself.
Okay, so she's still lost.
My name is Audrey, and I play Velvet the Herringon Ranger. Her fun fact this week is one time when she was a kid, she was probably like 4, she was went into Atla with her mom to buy something not important. But anyways, she met another little girl that was like around the same age as her, and she was a tabaxi. And they were like childhood best friends. Like, she would go into Atla every once in a while to go play with this little girl.
To go steal shit.
And yeah, and so they just like were friends. When Velvet was, what was it, 16 and went to the mental institution, they lost contact. But they were friends like for years.
Aww.
So, yeah.
That was less dark than I thought.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, no. The cat friend's name is Nixie.
Oh, right. Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the dungeon master for this wonderful mess. I haven't fucked a duck midair, so I feel like I'm a better person.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I fucking hate that one.
It's up there with fucking a tree.
You could have gone with first pet.
But the first pet one was worse.
The first pet was his.
You made it worse. It could have been.
It could have been innocent.
A dog.
It's Silas.
It could have been a duck.
He could have had a Labrador retriever named Spot, and that was it. But no.
No.
It was a
cousin. It could have been an octopus.
It was a cousin.
You know where Silas was raised.
I know where Silas was raised, yes.
I'm playing the character, man.
No, you're doing fine.
Could have been an actual pet, though, not a sex pet.
I didn't. That's why I didn't say that fact. God damn it.
It's okay. It's going to be in the episode.
No.
Yes. I've said it, and it has already been done. Yep.
What's your fun fact?
I don't know. I'm fucking...
His fun fact was he hasn't fucked a duck.
I haven't fucked a duck, and I feel better for that one.
Okay, that's reasonable.
I feel like I'm a better person for that.
What's your favorite holiday?
On holiday.
It was Christmas, but not so much anymore. Because you get shit during Christmas, and Christmas is cool. But now I'm an adult, and I can't just get shit. I also have to give shit. And that's
Prime Day.
Fuck Amazon. I don't like Christmas anymore because I have to buy stuff.
Arbor Day?
I don't even know what Arbor Day is.
Trees.
Yeah. Trees are cool. But I don't get Arbor Day off.
Earth?
Labor Day.
I don't get Easter? Yeah, Labor Day.
I did get Labor Day off, and that was a good weekend.
Yeah, everybody gets Labor Day off.
That I had a
back when I worked at a grocery store, we did not.
That's a isn't that no?
I'm pretty sure most grocery stores do not take Labor Day off.
That's fair because people need groceries.
I was in on Labor Day, and I'm realizing everything was open, and that kind of sucks for everybody.
That's
yeah.
What did I do on Labor Day? I was hanging out with you guys.
Thanksgiving, good holiday.
There we go. I get to eat a lot of food.
Yes. Colonialism.
Look, just, you look into any holiday, they got problems.
They all suck.
They all got problems. All except Labor Day.
No, my birthday's pretty good. Nothing.
Columbus Day.
Nothing bad on that one.
Nothing bad on that one, I think. Yep, nope, nothing bad on that one. We're not going to think about why my birthday occurs, but whatever. So last week, you guys... had to talk to the sheriff. That was a thing, and I have to get you to talk to the goddamn sheriff of Solora. I contradicted myself, but we just kind of breezed over that. You guys went back to Havencrest, went to your lighthouse, find out that there's still a bunch of people living in your lighthouse, decided to get into a fight with the people in the lighthouse. Audrey hand-grenaded Dimitri. Xylas is fighting a dragon. And Rose is getting absolutely stoned out of her mind on the train. But guess what? Audrey's fun little vampire friend's on the loose. And I don't remember his name.
Craig.
Craig's on the loose. And we ended on Audrey on Velvet getting Claymore mind. All right. We're going to go with Rose real quick. Rose.
Yeah.
There's a small goblin-looking vampire creature hanging from the ceiling of Velvet's train car. What are you going to do? What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm going to sneak out of there and then shut the door. Oh. Not my problem.
You and Marie sneak out. Roll stealth.
24.
I have to roll for Marie real quick. Oh, no. Marie match Craig's perception. Wait, hold on. Would that mean Craig hears you guys, or are you guys...
I would say it's Craig heard her, yeah.
All
or
right.
Zoller, Smelder, whatever. Whatever perception bit he wanted to use.
So you make it out successfully, and as Marie is trying her damnedest to be quiet, she steps on a... What would be in Velvet's room that makes a lot of noise if you step on it?
A paintbrush.
A bead. An uncooked noodle?
I was going to say a pack of uncooked noodles.
She steps on a packet of ramen noodles.
Can I just say that when I myself, Audrey, I almost said my full name there. When Audrey, I boop, make boop. Udon noodles,
yeah.
I'll get all the things out and put them on.
Yep. Pandora's looking at you with a lot of malice. She's not
as she does. I'll get all of the things out and lay them out on the floor. They're all packaged, so it's fine. And then when I use them, I on the other side of me on the floor, I'll put the packages on the floor because I need the counter space because we don't have a lot of counter space. So probably from what I made udon noodles, there's probably just like... wrappers and like grocery bags and stuff on the ground.
So Marie slides to sneak out and begins to step on every single fucking wrapper that is required when making udon noodles. And it's not until the last wrapper where Craig wakes up and he like his eyes open and goes ah! And he jumps from the ceiling towards Marie.
And I do want to preface, I do always throw it all away right when I'm done.
Well, I don't think you did this time.
No, I was gonna... No, Audrey. Audrey does that.
Okay.
Audrey does that. Velvet probably doesn't.
So, Craig descends from the ceiling towards Marie, and Marie, with a deft monkiness, punches him in the face and runs away.
I was gonna say, we're not trapped in the room with him. He's trapped in the room with Marie.
And Marie quickly punches him in the face, runs out the door, and locks it behind her, and looks at you and goes, Velvet's into some weird shit, isn't she?
I think it's one of her friends. And I don't mean that in a weird way. Just like an animal friend. I don't...
I was going to say, is it a sex friend?
I don't think so. It's okay. Like more like a weapon friend.
She's that. That's what I thought weapon was for.
He's got no dick. We covered this. Got no dong.
Didn't Xylas prove that make him a dong?
I mean, anything I did is gone. Oh. These body mods are quite temporary.
I don't remember. And I don't want to remember.
She's like, listen, I'm a little too high for this right now.
Yeah.
I'm also really hungry. We went into there to make french fries.
We did.
I'm not going to lie. Well, I'm kind of really willing to risk it for french fries.
Risk it for the biscuit.
I'm willing to risk it for the biscuit.
They probably have a kitchen in the lighthouse.
As you say that, from the lighthouse, you just hear... And then...
Again.
And then one final very large...
Which one poses more of a threat?
She's
the
like,
first one or the last one?
Do we want to go deal with vampire thing?
Yeah, but the thing is, if we fuck up and kill vampire thing, Velvet's not going to be happy with us. If we fuck up and kill things in the lighthouse,
listen,
not our problem.
I'll take the blame for killing the vampire.
It's irreplaceable. I don't want to go back north. It's really cold up there.
It is really cold up there.
We can go kill some goblins in the lighthouse.
I'm okay with that, I guess.
He's also the leader of the vampire thing.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, but that means going over to the lighthouse. I could just go and punch him in the face really fast.
We can make a campfire and make french fries outside.
Gather around the campfire.
Yeah, but the french fries are in her car.
I have potatoes.
Fine. Whatever.
Plus, it's a nice weather outside.
That was pretty
you
good.
You just want to kill Craig, don't you, Daniel?
Yeah, I do.
Damn it.
Hey, guess what? I don't want to kill Craig.
Just like, I'll take the blame for it.
No.
We got Velvet.
We have to respect our friend's possessions.
You know what? You got me on that one.
This time.
I'll fight Velvet if I have to, then.
Yeah, but...
It'll be fun.
I don't want to pick sides on that. And if I don't pick sides, you're both going to be mad at me. If I pick one side, then someone's going to be mad at me. And that's just not a position I want to be in.
Fine. We can go make french fries outside.
We have a fry zone.
Oh, okay.
Daniel just mimed pulling a joint out of his hair, lighting it, and then taking a drag. There's another one.
Take Angel.
We do a lot of weed role playing.
That's some good shit.
I know. And see, the funny thing is like there's not a lot of role playing. So like I wonder what percentage it takes up. It's probably a lot. Yeah.
I would say a third of our role playing is weed.
Another knocking third, on doors.
Another,
doors.
Another third knocking at doors. And the other third is drinking or getting drunk.
Yeah.
I'll leave a tiny percentage for other random shit we do.
Hey, Internet. We're stable people. We promise.
You promise that. I do not.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Internet, we're not delinquent.
Calmet.
This poor cat. All right, so you and Marie going outside to make french
don't
fries?
Don't worry, I do it to Chris too. It's equal.
What I'm imagining is like, it's like 3:30 in the morning and you've woken up and Chris is asleep and you're just like, hey, Chris. So.
Potato.
You guys going outside to cook potatoes?
Yep.
Cool. So you got outside and there's a large plume of smoke coming from the lighthouse.
That checks out.
Yeah. Hey, Velvet.
Yeah.
You're laying on the floor and you are in immense amounts of pain.
That's fine.
Hey, Xylas.
Yeah.
You just watched your friend get exploded.
Dragon's still there?
Explody.
Yeah, no, he still looks pretty pissed off at you, though. Also, Terry did take 40 damage along with you.
Okay.
Is Terry still conscious?
Yeah.
Damn, Terry's got good health.
Yeah.
Are you lying to me, Audrey?
No.
Is this an...
No.
Do I need to look up Terry's health real quick?
No. Yeah, I'll look.
Xylas, what are you doing? Your friends just got blowed up.
So, the T-Rex is still alive, so I'm going to keep rolling with that.
Okay.
You can tell me if I have to use an action for this, but I'm a mime to the guy with the arcane can... The goblin?
He's a half-orc.
Half-orc. I'm going to be like... Pew, pew, like finger gun, you pew, pew, dragon, maybe?
And he looks at you and goes, he rubs his thumb into his fingers for like money?
I literally can't communicate or do anything with that at the moment because my money just polymorphed into a T-Rex.
You could do like a thumbs up for yes or a thumbs down.
I'm going to do a thumbs up and I'm going to do one pew pew.
He takes, brings down the arcane cannon, pulls a rocket out of a bag next to him, plunks it into the bag because the arcane cannon's just a panzer, a bazooka. Sorry.
Okay.
And he points it up towards the dragon. And Caleb, do you have the things for an arcane cannon? Cool.
Would you like to use acid jet, fire jet, frost shot, lightning shot, or poison spray?
I'm going to do lightning shot.
Lightning shot. Each creature in a 20-foot radius must take a DC 15 saving throw.
You're going to have to make a DC 15 saving throw, Xylus, because you and this dragon are... You are in the dragon's mouth right now.
Kinky.
Yeah, taking 33 or 60-10 lightning damage on a failed save.
Whoa!
Or half as much.
All right, so I need to make a con save?
Dex.
DC 15 dex?
Mm-hmm. Dex, yeah.
Xylus, you need to make the same thing at disadvantage because you are being restrained.
I am? I'm grappled?
Yeah, you're grappled.
Didn't...
He's in your... You're in his mouth.
You've been grappled.
Kinky.
Oh. What? I made all those miming while being grappled?
Yep.
Your arms are free.
Your little T-Rex arms can move.
He's just got okay. He's just got you around the neck.
He's got you on the neck, yeah, and he's been just...
Basically how stereotypical T-Rex fights usually end.
Yep.
Anyway, so I don't make that one.
Oh, no. So you take 6d10?
Yeah. But so does the dragon, so you know.
He takes half damage, actually, because he made the save.
Oh.
He rolled a 16.
Attaboy.
Do I add anything to it? 6d10 plus?
Nope, just straight 6.
Yeah, that's it. Creatures wearing metal have disadvantage on saving.
Dragon still saved. You take 27 damage.
Cool.
That seems low.
I rolled a 10, an 8. Seven.
It's
one,
slightly
two.
Low. The average is 33.
Huh.
Yep. He shot you with a large arcane cannon and just a sheet of lightning.
Rad.
Yep. Do anything else with your turn? You can try to grapple to get out of.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the ungrapple check. This is not gonna go well.
Bye.
It's gone forever now.
Come back, cursed dice. God, love that cursed dice.
Damn, this dragon's not doing sweet.
Okay, grapple check.
I don't know. I was just being weird.
Modify anything to grapple? Strength?
Acrobatics or athletics?
I don't have those open.
That's what you add to you...
Strength or dex? Like,
either or. Whatever your acrobatics or athletics is. Okay. That's what it is for a grapple.
You probably aren't proficient in either acrobatics or grapple, so it'd probably just be your strength.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or this dex, whatever it is.
23.
You break the grapple.
Rad.
Do you know?
That's probably all I could do. All
right, cool. Hey, Velvet.
So what's going on?
You're leaning up against the wall filled with many, many small iron balls as a... as a dragon and a T-Rex battle it out in the middle of the lighthouse. How's Terry doing?
So, her base?
Yeah.
HP is 30. I have not been rolling She's fine.
She's fine.
Because it's every level after third level.
Okay, yeah.
You add, and I can't figure out what her hit dice are right now. Yeah, I can do it later.
It's fine. She's
anyway.
Anywho's will be.
She's fine. I'm going to tell her to go outside, though.
Yeah, she's gonna mosey on outside.
She's going to limp on outside.
She's going to limp on out. I forgot weapons here.
No, he was just aimlessly hacking.
He's going to have to make a dexterity saving throw because he was fighting the dragon.
Shit! Weapon passed.
That
he still takes damage, though, but it's fine because he takes half on that half. So, Eddie.
Yeah.
What's Velvet up to?
I'm going to go back up to the door.
You run back up to the door?
Yeah.
All right, you probably make your way most of the way up the stairs. Are you dashing and everything?
Sure.
I'm just going to say you make it up to the door. You find yourself in the library/Rose's room.
It's open.
It's open.
Sweet.
Oh, no. Like, that whole wall for, like, just, like,
gone.
This 10-foot hole. Gone.
Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah.
So, that was Rose's room.
Mm-hmm.
So, that means the next one is the lantern room.
Yes, which is your room.
Yeah. I'm going to go knock on the door. What were you going to say?
Rose's room isn't doing so great after two hand grenades.
It was one hand grenade.
I thought it was two.
It was one and some C4.
I didn't really invest anything in it, so I don't not too concerned. I just enjoyed the books that are probably no longer there.
Also, I have two health potions.
Yeah.
Are they just normal health potions?
I believe so, yes.
Probably want both of those. They don't do much at our level.
No, not really. But y'all are loaded. You just knock on the door.
I could cast cure wounds.
When you knock on the door, you don't hear anything from the other side.
All right, hold on. If you want to go to somebody else, you can.
I mean, the only other person is Rose. You got you and Marie just.
Do I see any of this?
Yeah, you can kind of. You begin to see that looks like there's a tussle going on inside the lighthouse.
I'm
going to
cast cure wounds.
Okay, cool.
Do I have a view on the dragon?
You get quick glimpses every once in a while as they pass in front of the front door.
That's dragon scales, T-Rex skin,
yeah.
Velvet going, woo!
Terry comes scampering out, and Terry's not looking so good. Terry is now just all black and bleeding profusely.
Hey, Terry, you want some french fries?
Terry is not near you guys. Oh.
I'm going to set up to the point with a sniper.
You going to deploy your Bear 50 cal?
Through the front door.
Oh, no.
If I see the dragon, I'll shoot the dragon.
Well, how do you know it's not me?
Here's the thing. They both pass through.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, Caleb. The fight is pretty, pretty brutal. So, like, just every once in a while, you'll see scaly lizard pass in front of the door.
And I'm going to take that chance.
All right, roll luck. Just roll luck to see if you get high, it's not Silas. If you get low, it's Silas.
It's a 14.
It's not Silas.
Sweet.
So you can roll to hit if you want.
Fun fact, last time I turned into a dragon, I shouldn't have been able to do that. Now I know the difference between beasts and, like, every other creature in D&D.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah. That's why I'm a T-Rex.
Fun.
Did you hit? Did you beat a 24?
I got a 24 exactly.
All right, that hits.
Yeah. I'm now just trying to remember where my Barrett 50 cal damage is.
Fuck ton, I believe, is the damage.
Trust me.
If I remember correctly, you split the dame in half with it, and not in a good way.
Don't know if there is a good way, but where is inventory? 8d6.
Just about how you say it.
8d6 plus my 5d6 from sneak attack. I'm going to do 13d6 right now.
Woof. Okay. This might actually be bad.
55.
Dragon's not hot anymore.
Plus.
It's not doing well.
It's going to be plus 5, I think. 60 damage.
Dragon's not having a good time anymore. Doing anything else?
Thank you.
I'm going to go back to French fries. I contributed to this fight.
All right, cool. All right. It's the dragon's turn now. Wait, Velvet, you doing anything else? Or you used your two things?
No, I didn't use my two things. So I knocked on the door. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Is it locked?
Mm-hmm. That should be locked.
Don't you have a shotgun?
I'm going to misty-step. Inside.
That's better.
Okay, yeah, no, you totally can. You know what your room looks like.
And what happens then? What do I see?
As you misty step into the lantern, all of your stuff's been torn down, and it looks like it's parking for a bunch of brooms.
Great.
Because there's racks of brooms all over the place, and like two of the massive windows have been taken out.
Great. Who's in here?
No one.
No one at all?
No one's in here whatsoever.
Probably a escapade with the broom.
Yeah. Cool. So there's just like an opening, like it's not like windows.
Yeah, the two of the windows that are up here are gone.
Are gone. I can't like close them.
No, they're just gone.
Take a broom.
And go where?
Yeah.
You'd have a broom.
Oh, yeah.
No,
okay.
There's like
can
80,
I just take a broom?
There's like 80 of them up here.
What does it take for it to run?
It's just a magic broom.
Just take all their brooms.
It's like
take it like five brooms.
It's
like
it's a stereotypical magic broom. It's just broom. I think in D&D you have to attune to them, but I don't want to deal with that. You have a magic flying broom.
Can I grab like 5 of them?
Yeah, totally. They're broom sized.
That's our party size, right? Does Terry need one?
Terry just flies already.
God, what?
Hold on. Gotta roll something for weapon. Terry does some damage to that dragon.
Yeah. Terry does?
Terry. Weapon. Weapon does.
I'm gonna take a magic broom, fly over, and drop two of them next to the train for okay. Rose and Marie.
Cool.
And then fly back to the broom room.
Wait, before you leave.
The broom room, otherwise known as the broom.
The broom.
You gotta try his french fries.
The broom. Broom. Broom.
I'm gonna use one of my charges from my wand of cure wounds.
Okay.
There's two health points back.
That was such a shitty
for me.
Yeah.
So, Velvet,
I'm sure the French fries give you more.
You mount up on your broom, and you grab two mother brooms, and you go flying off towards the train, and you see your two friends just kind of lounging out there with some, like, large pillows.
Giggling,
smoking weed, and trying to make French fries.
D&D's a weird game.
Marie's just, like, lounging there with, like, her rainbow-colored glasses on.
Are the French fries burning?
No, there's a good boil right now, though, so they're getting close. But Marie's... Don't worry, I got
it. Is there like a barbecue outside with they stuck a pot on top?
Pretty much, yeah.
Frying.
It's like a Coleman stove.
It's essentially hot pot.
Yeah, pretty much. And Marie's just chilling there. She's like, no, man. I got it.
I guess brooms, if you want to fly over, it'd be cool. Thanks, bye.
We shouldn't fly and be high.
All right, well, you made the decision,
bye. We shouldn't get high while also being high.
Yeah. I contributed, though.
Yeah.
I shot a dragon.
You shot a dragon.
Well, high.
And I think it wasn't Xylus. Not sure. Not sure. Pretty sure. Not 100%. Not a hundo P right there.
Yeah. You want to just... Oh, snort off this one.
I'm just not going to have to... Auditorial wise, probably not great noise for them to listen to and going...
Is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's wide open.
Cool. I'm going to hover on the... No, it's not... I don't have any more turns.
Yeah,
never mind.
Sure.
He's Xylus.
Yeah.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
It is her turn, isn't it? I hate the dex ones because it's plus zero.
I don't have to roll anything.
19.
You pass.
Rad.
As you've degrappled yourself from Lay Dragon, you watch as the dragon like puffs up real big and then launches just a hail of ice towards you.
That was a sound. That's a good sound.
You take half of 17. 6. No. 7? 8.
I think you take 8 damage.
That's fine.
All right, cool. I have 71 health.
Yeah, still.
Pretty good. It's okay. The dragon gets 2 dicks.
Roll that grapple, baby.
2 dicks?
I'm rolling grapple against.
That's what it sounded like.
Well, dragons can polymorph, so yeah, probably 2 dicks.
Hey, you guys believe if you want, but I'm not contributing to this conversation.
Dragon has like 6 dicks.
Audrey, you fulfill whatever fantasy you need to fulfill.
No.
I'm not saying anything otherwise.
No.
That'd be a lot of dragon loose balls across from his face.
God damn it.
Yeah, no, this dragon would be the ultimate troll. What's up? What'd you get?
12.
You're grappled again.
God damn it.
And the dragon begins shaking. It's like when a dog gets a hold of a chew toy. Oh!
You know what's great about the T-Rex?
What?
I can do it 3 times.
Did the bag eat it?
7, 14, 17, 21, 24. You take 24 damage.
Still alive.
Yeah, this is a good fight. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Hold up. Do you want Jerem to take another shot? Not Jerem. Yeah, no. Jerem, do you want Jerem to take another shot?
If he hit, would I get...
No,
released from the grapple, or am I still grappled?
No, you wouldn't get released.
I want to go first, then.
Okay. Oh, you want to de-grapple?
Yeah. I'm grapple checking that.
All right, before I leave, I'm searching all for my dice again underneath your couch.
22.
Sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Damn it. Damn it!
This dragon still got a hold of me. What?
For the dragon's AC?
No, to break the grapple.
Because I'm grappled again. So I can make 2 attacks, but I don't think that's 2 actions. So I think that's just my turn.
You still...
Technically. If you want to let me go again...
No, you totally can.
I think the only choice I have is... I can't bite him while I'm grappled, right?
I do not believe so, no.
So I'm going to grapple check again.
You might bite him.
What?
Oh. You might get him this time. Yeah, 17.
21.
Yeah, no, you break the grapple.
Rad. That's all I can do. All
right, cool. Velma, what are you up to?
Oh, wait, no, I want to point at the guy and say, bang! Yes.
What do you want him to use this time?
I have to be so out of money.
what mode do you want him to use this time?
Oh, can I decide the mode?
Oh, wait, no, I decided the mode last time, didn't I?
Yep, you got acid jet, fire jet, frost shot, lightning shot, poison spray.
You're going to go with fire.
Okay, fire jet.
How much damage is it?
Red button. 300 feet long, 5 feet wide. Each creature, DC 15, 6 D10.
Okay. Dragon got a natty 1.
Oof. Okay.
Great.
So he takes full damage. I got to roll.
No, you don't. It's only 5 feet wide.
Oh, in the line. Yeah, that's better.
Red. 8, 16, 26, 27, 31, 34 damage. This dragon's not doing so great anymore. He's looking pretty beat up.
Brad, a little charred.
A little charred.
Velvet's turn?
Oh, yeah. Velvet, what are you up to? Oh, no. Your tiny ball of fuzz disappeared. It's not looking
good. There you go.
No! Son of a bitch, the pain of my existence. My only weakness, bullets.
What?
Oh no, bullets, my only weakness.
But it ended up there. I have a question.
Yes.
If I were to hover on the broom.
Yeah.
And kind of like lean forward so I'm on my stomach, but like wrap my legs so I wouldn't fall off.
Uh-huh.
Would that be considered prone?
Interesting.
For what purpose?
A sniper rifle.
No.
Why not?
What if she landed?
Because I could balance.
Because the broom is not a perfectly stable thing. The broom moves. It's like a plane. It moves up.
You could argue
down.
That so if she shot a sniper from the broom, it'd be disadvantaged. But if she prones on the broom, it'd be regular.
I'm going to go with that one.
Great. Or I could, if I landed on the other side where the train is and just went up, cozied up to the coast and then
you'd be
prone,
it'd be like Caleb where you'd have to roll a luck check to see if who you hit.
Why? I'm not high. I know who they are.
It's still just like
they're
clashing.
Different colors.
It's still just like clashing. So it's just quick movements. You just see real quick who it is.
Wouldn't it be the same if I was on the broom?
No, because you'd be right there in the doorway looking at them. Because aren't you like at the door?
I don't understand the logic, but that's fair.
Well, because you said you flipped to the lighthouse and were like,
if I went to the coast.
So, well, didn't you say you went and flew to the lighthouse doorway? Because that's
I was going to.
So yeah, if you were standing in the lighthouse doorway, you'd have full picture of the entire fight, so you could easily see.
Well,
who
I wanted
was who.
To hover in front of the doorway.
Yeah, you could still shoot from that.
But I just won't get advantage.
You just won't get advantage because
you're
on land.
If I wanted to get advantage, I technically don't even have advantage.
You just land
and lay on the floor. In the doorway.
Yeah,
stay on top of the broom.
Within. Oh.
Yeah. Because if you're in the doorway, you can see everything that's going on and you can easily tell who's who.
And I can take off if I need.
Yeah. But if you're like 300 feet on the coast of the shore, you're just looking through like a small doorway and you can just see quick flashes of movement.
Ankles.
Yeah, essentially
how
ankles.
How much land is there that the lighthouse is on? Like how much of a land perimeter is there?
Big land perimeter. You got plenty of room.
Okay. All right. So
there's enough room to play several games of beer pong at once outside.
Oh. All right. I'm going to do that.
All right. Roll to hit with your sniper rifle. At advantage because you're laying down, I believe.
I got a dirty 20.
That does not hit.
Can I try again?
You have two attacks?
Yeah.
Totally. Because going prone really takes your movement.
That's not any better, so... Okay.
You release two shots off into the wilderness. Rose!
Yes.
You gonna return some fire into the lighthouse?
I'm going to start hovering, by the way. Sorry.
I thought about it, but now that she's near the doorway, that'd be extra people I might hit.
As long as you don't roll a one,
yeah,
probably be fine.
If you're prone, you have advantage.
This is true.
But I could hit a lot of people. It could be bad.
It would just...
It would be destructive. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah!
Why not?
All right,
roll. Well, I'm hovering.
First of all, roll luck to see if you hit the correct person.
It bounced. That's a 10.
That's right on the edge.
That's right on the edge.
I can just roll again.
Just roll again.
That's a nat 1.
Roll to hit.
Rip T-Rex.
Hey, T-Rex, what's your AC?
13.
Oh no.
Well, I definitely hit.
Roll damage.
Because I got a 19.
Yeah, roll damage. Velvet's about to have a real rude awakening. Roll damage.
I'm just contemplating something. Just gonna just straight. Not gonna add sneak attack to it.
Can you choose not to add sneak attack? Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. May I say something? You guys can rebut me if you would like. But would you not know you're shooting at Xylas?
Yeah, if you were trying to do max damage.
And you didn't know he was shooting and you just wanted to take down a dragon.
Yeah, but would I have an ally within... I have advantage on the roll. Doesn't matter. Wouldn't matter. I don't need an ally. Yeah, I would have to...
I did... That is how I'm thinking.
I was contemplating the fact that I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't have an ally, but I already have advantage on the roll, and I'm pretty sure that's how sneak attack works. Well, it's 29 plus 5, 34 base damage.
Okay.
With sneak attack.
Sneak attack's an extra 15. Let me double check the rules of sneak attack.
I like you're being extra careful when it's against me.
Well, he
I
could,
appreciate it.
He could rock your world right now.
I'm probably about to die.
With a bear at 50 cal.
As a T-Rex, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, if I have advantage of the roll, I use sneak attack. So
oh, so it's just automatic?
Yeah. Well,
that's rough.
Once per turn, you can deal
okay
to one creature. But as you're saying, if I'm trying to do max damage, I have advantage on the attack.
You can rebut me on that if you want.
No,
that's
that
what
makes
I was
sense.
Thinking. Okay.
I was just thinking because I didn't have an... I usually base it off if I have a ally within it, but I have advantage on the roll, so...
You also have a Marie.
An ally within 5 feet
within
of the enemy.
Within 5 feet of the enemy.
Which you do.
Because oh.
There's a T-Rex in there.
Well, but I'm shooting him. So I would be shooting my ally, not...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have advantage.
You still have advantage.
I still have advantage. So that's going to be 49 damage.
That's it?
I rolled shittily.
Well,
did 70 last turn.
It was a good roll.
It was a good roll, apparently. How are you doing there, Xylus?
T-Rex is gone.
Oh, no.
And I have the number of hit points I had before I transformed, so that's cool.
So is Xylus, are you telling me Xylus is one-on-one-ing a dragon?
If it reverts as resulting to a drop of 0 hit points, any excess damage does carry over. So I take 3 damage.
Okay.
And now I'm a Xylus.
My bad.
You now see me just go, like, a shot rips through the T-Rex's head, and then I just shrink down into Xylus. Like, what?
For some reason, I'm imagining, like, Looney Tunes, like, all of a sudden, you your whole body shrinks up, so you're floating there in the air, and you'll thunk onto the ground.
Rose hides.
Hey, Velvet.
Yeah.
So you just loosed a shot with a sniper rifle, and you're reloading, and all of a sudden, above your head, just...
Yikes.
As a large round goes flying above your head, hits the T-Rex, and the T-Rex transforms back into Xylus.
Just wait for my turn.
And the dragon looks down at Xylus with malicious intent.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's the dragon's turn.
I was wondering about that.
I'm pretty sure you've already taken your turn as the T-Rex.
Yeah.
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 It's the dragon's turn, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the dragon's turn. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Weren't you grappled by the... No, you weren't because the Xylus?
Yeah.
One roll grapple against the dragon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I try to look for anything that I can do to help you. I got none. My bad.
Grapple. Okay.
You got to roll really well.
Is guidance a reaction? Hold on.
No, I don't think so.
Touch. No, spell. Cast at will?
That means you can just do it. You cast it at will.
It's a cantrip.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean I can cast it as a reaction, though.
No. It would say reaction, I believe. Huh. Caleb?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure shield's the same way. Shield's that way if you can do it as a... I'm going to look up shield, fifth ed. I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking up guidance.
How much health does Xylus have?
No, it's a concentration spell, so no.
Okay.
87. 84.
You'll probably be okay.
Yeah, so casting time for shield is one reaction.
It's a 9 on the grapple check.
Yeah, no, I think the dragon has a hold of you now.
Okay.
And
what's it gonna do?
You remember how it ragdolled you before?
Yeah.
It's gonna do the same, mm-hmm. But it's just gonna throw you into the side of the lighthouse.
Okay.
Now, you're still gonna get take damage from being ragdolled, but the sides of lighthouses are generally made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit something hard enough with wood, it has a tendency to shatter.
Yep.
You take 29 damage as you hit the wall.
Cool.
And then you go through the wall.
Cool.
And are ejected into the ocean.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That one's not as cool.
So, Rose, what are you guys looking at?
There's a beetle.
There is a bug.
Beetle.
And I'm going to be honest, I noticed it when it was over there, lost it for a bit, and now it reappeared. That fucker's been traveling.
Yeah, he's been going. Hey, Rose.
Yeah.
You watch as something explodes out of the side of the lighthouse and falls into the water.
Do I know if it was my companion or not?
Oh, I'm the best! Yes.
It still doesn't confirm anything for me. I'm not sure.
And then...
Do I have rope?
You watch as the side of the lighthouse explodes even bigger as a dragon bursts through the side of the lighthouse and dives into the ocean.
It's my turn next.
After your friend.
Well,
Xylus, roll a dexterity saving throw not to get belly flopped by dragon.
Okay.
Ballet Fought by Dragon, band name.
God damn it!
It's a punk band.
It's a punk band. Or maybe like a Japanese J-pop band? Japanese pop band? Ballet Fought by Dragon.
Oh, K-pop. Yeah,
J-pop.
14.
J-pop. You get out of the way just in time as, not, you know, the biggest dragon, but a pretty big dragon just into the water next to you.
Okay.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Hey, Daniel, guess what?
Hey, Xylus.
I turned into a T-Rex.
Can T-Rexes swim?
How deep is the water?
It's an ocean. It's pretty fucking deep.
It's coastline.
It's kind of like that California coastline where it drops off real fast.
Can a dragon swim?
Oh, he's having no problem.
Researchers believe that the tiny armed carnivores were surprisingly adept swimmers.
Oh, because they had big beefy back legs.
I'll take it.
Okay, you can swim.
I turned into a T-Rex.
Okay.
Backed up to 136 health.
Damn.
I could roll to see if I get higher than that, but I never do. Is that my turn? I feel like that might be my turn. Because I took...
Oh, yeah, because you only have one action.
I took my action to turn into that.
All right. Hey, Velvet.
Yeah?
Something just exploded out of the side of your guys' lighthouse. It looked like a dragon. Also, Xylus.
It's a big dragon hole.
Kinky.
I'm gonna be honest.
There's currently a dragon and a T-Rex.
I'm not really sure what I can...
in the water.
You could fly over.
You have a broom.
Check it out.
Do what?
You have guns, swords, hand grenades. You have a flamethrower. You know what would be really handy in this moment? A howitzer.
A depth charge.
You could grab that arcane cannon, maybe.
Yeah. There's an arcane cannon, which is essentially a bazooka.
Did you buy it?
He's renting it.
Something. It's going to be ours.
We'll deal with it afterwards.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Like, I can use it?
You can use it.
Yeah, you got to ask the guy. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask.
He hands it to you.
Was it Germ?
Yeah, his name's Germ.
Cool.
J-E-R-M.
What do I do?
You point and shoot.
What do I roll?
I have to roll a dexterity saving throw, don't I?
Correct.
Technically, it takes one action to aim the cannon.
She's got two.
Cool.
She's got two attacks.
Just saying.
So what is the things that happen? What are the elemental things?
Oh, Audrey, would you like to use acid jet, fire jet, frost shot, lightning shot, or poison spray? What is
sorry,
happening?
What?
You have a button for fireworks on your laptop?
The WNBA is going, finals going right now. I think the Las Vegas Aces just won it, and I type it in because they showed it on the football game, because Mark Davis, owner of Raiders, owns the Aces too.
This is just a Google
and
thing?
Now it's just a Google thing, because it's apparently the one, and I've just been spamming this firework button. I'm trying to beat Burning Man's record for fireworks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn it, I missed that at Burning Man. Fuck, I missed so much at Burning Man.
I have the video. I can show you it sometime.
It goes forever.
It's like 9 minutes long.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of fireworks.
It's from the start of the fireworks to the man, like...
Damn.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Anyway.
Anywho's will be. What elemental...
This is a frost dragon, right?
Yes. You think so. It's done frost damage so far.
It's fire... damage.
Okay,
a good one.
So I need to roll dex, DC 15.
DC 15.
I got a nat 20, so he takes half damage.
Does she have to roll the hit? No, because it takes a turn to aim, right?
Yeah. So it's 6d10 damage?
Yes.
I'm just going to give you all of my d10. That should be 6. It's gone forever now.
No, it's not. How many?
6d10?
6.
6.
I think that's 6.
You roll 6?
Yeah.
Did I give you 6?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Nope. I don't know why I did that. Like that. It's fine. 30 damage.
Damn. So the dragon takes 15 because he's saved. And the dragon's not doing great. At all.
Great. Can I fly up to where the brooms were?
Yeah.
Is there anybody up there?
Nope.
Cool. I'm going to stand in front of the opening with a shotgun.
Okay. Cool. Do anything else this turn?
Can I look downstairs to see if there's anybody in there?
There's no one else in the house except the three. The half-orc, the dragonborn, and the satyr.
Great. Like I said, I'm going to stand in front of the opening with a shotgun.
Okay. Rose.
Yes.
You're sitting here with Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying some pretty delicious french fries.
Correct.
She put garlic on them.
The best.
Do you hear someone walk up behind you guys? You hear like the crunch, crunch, crunch of gravel. And he sounds like someone's walked up behind you.
I'm going to reverse sneak. I'm going to counter their sneak with my sneak.
They weren't sneaking. Okay.
Oh, they weren't sneaking.
No, there was no sneaking.
Well, then I'm going to turn around and see who it is.
Standing in front of you is a well-dressed Herengon man. Looks like it's Hubble.
Oh, well, I'm going to give him a hug.
You give Hubble a hug, and he hugs you back, and the fuck did I just witness?
You said there was a man standing behind
him. It's a fair point.
That's just a fair point.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. You do need to be a very friendly, fluffy rabbit, though, so we need to redo that. You need to go put on a rabbit costume.
But there's the ears.
Audrey has
I have a question. I have a question. Hold on, Chris. Stop. Hold on.
I have to go pee.
Yeah?
Chris take my microphone and headphones while I...
Wait, no, I have to pee. Pee break!
Pee break.
So where did we leave off?
Rose.
Yes.
Sir Edwin Hubble standing behind you, and you've just given him a hug.
How's it going? Long time no see.
We heard some loud explosions from up the road, and we got curious.
Well, I can't confirm or deny who has been doing the exploding bit, because I've been over here the entire time. But there appears to be a fight between us and some people who illegally occupied our lighthouse. Mm. It currently is now in the ocean.
That seems bad.
What do you expect from us?
No, I understand.
But we have french fries if you want some french fries. Because me and Marie have gotten french fries.
You and Marie have... I understand.
Yeah.
I'm good. I will leave the french fries to you.
Sounds good.
All right. I'm going to go check on your friends.
Good call.
Okay. And he kind of just Jesus walks across the air towards the island.
All right.
And Velvet, you're sitting here reloading the arcane cannon, and Edwin Hubble walks up next to you
on the air.
He like walked off the edge of the cliff and just didn't drop anything. Just
gotcha.
Wait, you are not. Yep, never mind. But you see Edwin Hubble down below, standing on the island, like looking like, huh? I'm not sure on this one.
It's a T-Rex and a dragon.
It's like, this is a new one for me. Hi, Jerm. So what are you up to? Xylus.
It's the dragon's turn.
It's the fucking dragon's turn.
Okay, I'm keeping track.
Is he back to a dragon? I thought you knocked him out of dragon form.
He's real close.
Yeah.
Oh. Can I shoot the dragon?
Oh, is it Rose's turn?
I always said it was high.
Oh, yeah, it is your turn. I'm sorry. What do you want to do?
Shoot the dragon.
Okay, you can see him at this point in time. There's no...
Fuck, once he's not a dragon, he's still gonna...
He's still a druid.
Yeah. I'm a T-Rex, but he's still a druid. What?
Did you read?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He read...
22 doesn't do anything.
22 doesn't do anything.
No.
So, Xylus, as you're sitting here fighting, you hear a...
All right.
Yep.
You're way too good at that. Anyways, dragon's turn.
Right, the dragon's turn. He is... surprisingly agile in the water. Okay. And he comes blasting towards you like a swordfish. What's your AC?
13. I'm just gonna get hit.
Oh.
Is that a low number?
Mm-hmm. It might be a very certain low number.
That's a pretty low number.
That might be the lowest number you can roll on a d20.
Oh.
So the dragon comes blasting towards you at a surprising speed. And at the last minute, he hits a rock that he didn't notice was there, and he quickly turns from dragon back into elf and just kind of blip, 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 blip.
Fucking...
Oh, did he knock himself out?
Nice.
Yeah, he did.
I swim after him and chomp.
Oh, you're going to fight the elf?
Well, but if he's knocked out, wait, you can just let him drown.
Well, does he look passed out?
Or
is
he... Yeah. He sinks.
He sinks like
sunk?
A log.
Well, I'm not going to do shit. I'm not doing shit to that.
Okay.
Are we out of combat?
Yeah.
What are the chances that I can climb out as a T-Rex?
Not great, considering the dock is far smaller than
okay,
you.
Well, I'm going to swim over to like the edge of land or dock or wherever.
Are you swimming towards the lighthouse or towards mainland? Lighthouse is closer.
Lighthouse.
As you begin swimming towards the lighthouse, you look up on the shore and like standing there, arms on hips, you see Sir Edwin Hubble looking down at you.
I un-polymorph.
Oh, well, that was Xylus. How are you?
Hello.
You seem to be in a bit of a predicament.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Do you need help?
I don't think so. Can you tell if that guy's dead yet?
Oh.
He's down there. I don't know.
I'm at more.
Are there bubbles?
No.
Tiny no bubbles.
I meant more, do you need help getting out of the water?
Oh, sure.
He brings both his hands up, and you watch as, like, you feel as you just kind of get gently pulled up out of the water, and he brings you over to him, and he sets you down next to him, and he goes,
hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Exciting.
Yeah. I'm fine.
No, you, yes, you seem okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Thanks for the help.
No, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to this cannon guy.
Ah.
Yes.
Germ. Oh, you know Germ.
Roughly.
Okay. Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
I make my way to the cannon guy.
You walk over to the Germ. He's like, that was awesome. That was fucking badass. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You should tilt the microphone towards your face. It's like pointing at your chin. Yeah, that.
That was fucking badass, man.
Thank you.
At this point in time, guys, the fight's over, so do what you want.
Is there any kind of discount for the show?
Oh, wait, do you want to buy the cannon or do you just want to rent it?
Oh, could I just rent it for that time?
Yeah, whatever.
How much?
200 gold.
Fuck yeah.
Now we're going to come down to my fee.
Yeah?
1,000 gold, please.
Fuck. I fork it over.
You fork over the 1,000 gold. He's like, all right, cool.
Okay, so after that rental, how much for a howitzer?
Oh, you'd like to do business? You would like to do business, man.
Maybe.
You're going to need to talk to Chugged.
Ah. Chode?
Not Chode.
Chug.
Chug.
Oh, I go to Chug.
You go to Chug?
Yeah.
You walk up to the large dragonborn man. He raises his hand for a high five. That was fucking awesome. What the... whatever floats your boat, my man.
I just high-fived Daniel backwards.
That's wrong, but whatever floats your boat. That is... No. He's like, what can I do for you?
How much for a howitzer cannon?
Oh, why don't you follow me to the showroom?
Oh, okay.
We can look at things.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Velvet, are you doing anything?
I'm making sure none of those motherfuckers come back on their brooms.
Okay.
How many brooms are missing?
A lot of brooms.
Cool.
Like, you think there's enough storage racks up here for several hundred, and there's probably about 50 left.
You said 80 last time.
It's 80 then.
Okay.
It's kind of an inconsequential number.
We could sell them all.
I was about to say, you should sell the brooms.
Gather them up, sell them to this guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not moving, though.
Oh. Okay.
But if you want to come upstairs...
I don't know how I'd know.
Yeah.
Rose, you up to anything?
Yeah, I'm going to... I probably should not fly the broom. I'm going to walk to the edge of the shore.
Okay.
Ask Hubble if he can get me to the other side of the shore.
Okay.
Or wherever the people are located that I need to talk to purchase items from.
Okay. You walk to the edge.
No. I want to be on the other side of the shore so I can go up and get the brooms. Because I know about the brooms.
So you want Hubble to get you over there somehow?
Yes.
You like, Hubble! You like make some, he's like, hold still. Do you want Marie to come with you?
Marie?
What's up?
Do you want to chill or come get some brooms with me? For profit.
I like profit.
Profit's good.
I'm bringing the french fries, though.
Absolutely.
And she picks up, like, the large container of french fries. She's just holding that shit. Just, it's like popcorn, just eating handfuls of it.
A bucket of fries.
She's got a bucket of fries. She's got a bucket of garlic fries, and she has no qualms. And then all of a sudden, you kind of feel, like, that magical tingling, and you're teleported over.
Lovely.
You find yourself standing in front of Hubble. He goes, hello again.
High five.
So.
Can I see the ship and all that?
Yeah. You see on the, over on the, next to the train is a large boat.
So, but can I see, like, the people?
Yeah, they're down below you at the front door talking to Xylus.
I'm gonna lean down.
Oh, wait, yeah, the ship's on the island, sorry.
I want to be like, hey, big man with the boat!
Hello?
Do you want to buy some brooms?
What kind of brooms?
Flying boom, brooms. Brooms?
Sure. How many would you like to sell?
Like...
75?
I was going to say, like 75 flying brooms.
Roll persuasion.
I'm going to chuck them in the ocean if you don't want them. Persuasion?
Mm-hmm. 15. I'll buy some brooms off you. I don't need 75, though.
Okay.
10?
Okay.
It's hard to move 75 brooms. And
not
I don't
really.
I also don't have a lot of storage space. And I try to deal in more high-value items.
Okay.
I'll buy some brooms off you.
Cool.
Yeah.
How much?
Give you 1,000 gold for 10 of them.
It's pretty good.
Sweet.
Yeah? Why don't you bring them on down? I got to deal with your friend
I'm
here.
Not moving.
I'll have to come get them later then.
I'll collect them and just bring them down. Cool, I want to inspect the library.
We can take all of them and just keep them in the train.
That was my plan.
Use them as magical fuel.
Throw them in the ocean.
Yeah.
That was a sales tactic.
I don't know if that's what you want to do. Because that implies they're worthless to you, so they'll lowball you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want them.
Look, I don't think there was much applied value when there was already 80 of them.
Yeah.
This doesn't help me.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking up the price of a howitzer because I don't remember how much I said it was.
It was like 5, 8, or 10,000, like somewhere in there last time we talked to Pete.
All three of those are vastly different numbers.
I know, but it was like one of those big thousand numbers we couldn't afford.
Also, I have enough money that I don't think Velvet cares about how much she gets for the brooms. She just doesn't want the brooms.
Yeah.
So D&D 3.5e is 100,000 gold pieces.
Yeah, I don't have that.
We're not charging that much either. So he brings you into his boat down into the hold. But you have a feeling that there's some sort of magic here because this hold is far bigger than it should be. And it's like this big old showroom full of some fairly nice equipment.
Red.
Yeah. Do you want just a howitzer?
And bullets.
That's another expense. But do you want just one howitzer? Multiple howitzers?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking to mount it on my train.
Okay. And he's like showing you his selection. Like, this is what we got. You know, some of these are new, some of these are used. Do you have a preference on newer used?
Do they function?
Yes.
Used.
Okay. Would you like to purchase a howitzer?
How much?
10,000 gold.
He bought a hotel. I could buy a howitzer. Investments.
Howitzers are a bit more complicated to make than a hotel.
Well, yeah.
I also did persuasion on mine.
You did do a pretty good persuasion.
He's now petting his computer.
It's a lot of gold. It would leave me with 5,000 gold.
Oh no, the horror.
Yeah.
We're certainly never going to get more gold.
Never, ever.
How much damage does a howitzer do? And like reload times and like ammo?
Fuck ton. Reload time, I'm going to say it's one turn.
Yeah. And then I need to keep track of ammo?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to say ammo is 10 gold per shell for standard high explosive shells. No. I'm going to say 20 gold per shell for lay standard high explosive shells.
Okay. Probably want to buy like 10 of those.
You can get other shells if you would like.
High explosive is cool. It generally works.
You can get armor. You can get armor piercing. You can get the one where it explodes in air and rains down stainless steel balls.
Oh, okay. Well, like 5 of those.
Okay, those are 50 gold apiece.
Okay, like 2 of those.
The special shells.
There's ones that are full of gas. If you want to nerve gas someone.
Mm.
There's also magical shells that will do magical effects as they hit. Like one will blanket an area in ice or cause everyone to like start laughing.
2 of those. 2 of the laughing ones.
2 of the laughing ones, 100 gold apiece.
Fucking hell. Okay.
Magical items are expensive.
All right.
The laughing gas
10,000 plus
the Joker. How many?
200 for 2 laughing ones.
Okay.
Plus.
How many normal shells are you buying?
100 for 5 normal shells.
Okay.
Plus, is it how many?
What
another shells? Another 100 for ball bearing shells.
Okay, I think it's called like grape shot or whatever.
Yeah.
Airburst.
Oh, that's only 10,400. So yeah, I would like to hand him 10,400 gold.
You hand him 10,400 gold.
And now I'm going to add howitzer.
And you guys own a cannon. Where do you want to put it on the train?
Options.
Yes.
Could try and install it like out the side with like a I don't know, just open a door and shoot it out the side.
Is that what you want to do?
I feel like that's the cheapest way to do it.
Yeah, that's easy. They'll deliver it to your train.
Yeah.
What car do you want to put it in?
Ooh.
Whose car does it go into?
I feel like either the back car, the front car, Xylus's car, unless anyone else feels passionately about the howitzer.
Would any of you like a large piece of field artillery in your car?
Definitely not. Absolutely not.
Velvet, would you like a large piece of field artillery in your car? It's a pretty good talking piece.
Why don't you want it?
Because one, they're massive and take up space. Two, loud as fuck.
Yeah. Could I fit it on the front car?
You want to fit it in the locomotive?
Yeah.
You could probably fit it on top of the coal car.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Just like bolt it to it or some shit?
Yeah,
just
whatever.
That
includes installation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You put it on the coal car.
Cool.
Yeah. You're walking around with a howitzer now. You're now a menace to society.
Yeah.
More of a menace.
Time we land, it's just that.
Hey, Velvet.
Yeah.
And Rose.
Yeah.
The lighthouse begins to make a weird noise.
Hmm.
Kind of like a creaking noise.
It's going to teleport.
Hmm. And it's swaying a little bit more in the wind than you normally expect.
Oh, because it's probably a giant hole.
There's a dragon-sized hole in the side of your lighthouse.
Hey, Hubble. Could you fix our giant hole?
Well, maybe if you were less of a whore.
That's not. I'm only he a whore for that. One person.
Marie snaps her belt.
Oh, okay.
Moving on.
He goes, I'm not much of a carpenter.
Could mold earth it.
Yeah, I could mold earth something. Mending's only so good. It's not great. You guys got a bit of a problem here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Germ, can you fix it?
they're gone because they're making the deal of a century.
Wow. I want to find them.
Because, well, I mean, when someone's dropping this much money, it's services of an utmost thing.
That's fair. I also want to drop a bit of money.
I'm just saying your lighthouse is not going to fall over. You don't have to worry.
Oh.
But you do have a problem with a hole in the side.
Yeah.
This website says 155 millimeter howitzer, 40D6.
Seems right. Seems right. Velvet, would you like to do any purchasing from your fine group of friends here?
No.
Okay. They're not going to be like Lawrence and Hassenpfeffer where they have like a crap ton of weird exotic items, but
that's really what I want.
Yeah.
Damn it. I was going to say, that's my same goal.
No, if you want to get Lawrence and Hassenpfeffer here, they got weird exotic shit. These guys mostly deal in large pieces of weapons and armor.
Yeah, because I wanted their strangest item, the most unique magical item.
I mean, they have magical items, but they're not going to be like Lawrence and Hassenpfeffer, where they have like books and all sorts of crazy shit. But if you want just a crazy magical item, they probably got something here.
I'm gonna ask them.
Do you want to walk up and just look at him and be like, all right, look at me. I want the craziest shit you got and don't hold back?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So he takes you to the very, 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 very back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Massive, massive display room.
Mm-hmm.
It's far bigger than the ship, but magic, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a large, large tarped object in the back of the room. Hold on. Gotta look up somewhere. It's probably a solid 10 feet tall.
You have my attention.
It's mostly like it's just kind of like one big amorphous blob. It looks like there's something sticking out of the front of it. Would you like him to uncover the object?
Oh, yes.
Squib and Germ both grab the massive tarp and yank it off. And sitting in front of you is a massive hulking green metal object that has tracks on it. There's a giant white star on the side, and it's named Cougar.
Hmm. Fabulous.
It might be an M4 Sherman tank.
That's what I was thinking. How much?
That's just going to be a cool 30,000 gold.
Well, don't have that. 10,000 gold off.
Oh.
Well, that was fun. That was interesting. Almost bought a tank. So close to a tank.
Actually, hold on. We could go off how much one costed brand new in current day dollars. So $87,336. $87,336 divided by 50. Oh, it would actually only be a cool $17,406. Gold.
Where would I store the tank, though?
Just take either the minivan or the snowcat out.
Here's the problem. Do you know how much a Sherman tank weighs?
Yes. That's not practical.
Train big.
Shermantek big.
Big.
Mass. 84,000 pounds.
Mm. This is very much a thing Fox would be in love with. It's not Rose's style. I'm going to find something more unique.
It's a Sherman tank.
And they mass produce those.
Not in your world.
I love Shermans, but no deal.
Ah, darn then.
This time.
Okay. You want something a little bit more different?
No, I'll save it for the people who I know is going to have something.
You want to buy a flamethrower?
No.
Okay. Well, would you like to purchase a Sherman tank?
No.
Are you positive?
Yeah.
This is probably a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Sounds like a hassle.
It's only 17,000 gold.
That's okay.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Uh-huh. Xylus, would you like to purchase any more ammunition for your large cannon, just in case? They give deals on bulk orders.
How much is bulk?
If you buy over 100 shells, they'll start knocking the price down.
I don't plan on leveling any cities anytime soon.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fighting a dragon, you might need a lot of money. A lot of shells.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If you guys no longer require their services, they're going to take their fee and leave.
Fuck it, I'll take 5 more regular explosives.
Okay. And the fee is going to be 10 gold.
Yeah. Wait, oh, 10?
Yeah.
Cool, that's only 50.
Red.
10 gold for the fee of them coming here.
Anyone want to split that?
Nope. I didn't call him.
Fine. Am I the only one that bought shit?
Yep.
Yeesh. Anyway.
Shimmer tank's not very practical.
I think it's very practical.
Look, if we didn't have a flying train, and we could just be in the Sherman tank, practical. We're trying to put a Sherman tank onto a flying train.
Wait.
Causes logistical issues.
Hold on. They used to transport tanks by train, so you can fit it on a train.
That's what I thought.
I don't know why. No, you could totally fit it on a train. You just have to get rid of the 2 other items in the train car with it.
But that train wasn't flying. That causes more problems.
You know, if it can go on a train normally, it can go on a flying train. I'm not going to be too concerned. Just don't make any too sharp of turns.
Yeah.
You might have a problem at that point. There might be a tank falling out of the sky.
Yeesh.
Not great.
Attach a parachute, be fine. Giant parachute.
Big parachute. So if you guys have nothing else for these three gentlemen, they're gonna take their shiz, they're gonna pack up their stuff and leave.
Cool.
Yeah?
Yep.
Cool. So they all get back in their boat and zoom back into the sky, making pretty good deal out of this.
And you guys, I sold those brooms, huh?
Oh yeah. You can add 1,000 gold to your inventory.
And you kept the rest, right?
Yeah. I'm going to have
85 brooms.
So, you guys are standing here on the island with Mr. Hubble.
Why were we here? Oh, that guy we pissed off.
Oh, yeah, that guy you pissed off. Forgot about him.
Yeah. We went to go piss off more people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hubble, have you seen, and I'm going to describe the dude's name, I don't remember.
Bo Carson?
Yeah, that dude.
Yes, I have.
Sweet.
He came and purchased a individual from Dr. Shrimp.
Don't like the sound of that.
He purchased Seymour from Dr. Shrimp.
Like that even less. Shit. Why?
He needed a companion. Because, as he said, his old ones were killed by some douchebags. Are you said douchebags?
Nope. Oh. No.
Okay.
Don't think we were. Are?
I would more describe the tiny pellets of birdshot as the douchebags.
What?
Nothing.
What? Huh?
The companions were his fairies, right?
Yeah.
That's how we killed, or Rose killed them. Was the birdshot. It's
like, okay. He, I believe Dr. Shrimp has a note for you from him, actually.
Dear douchebags. Fuck off. P.S. Really seriously fuck off.
P.S.
Leave me alone.
Love you. XOXO.
Goddamn assholes.
Yeah, I believe Dr. Shrimp has a note for you guys from him. He was talking about it earlier.
Well, better go get the note.
So you follow Edwin back to his house?
Yeah.
Xylus, Velvet, you following Edwin?
I'm worried about the lighthouse.
Because they're going to come back and do the same shit. So why did we just do all that?
I don't know. You guys made the decision to do so.
Who do we, can we leave someone to guard it?
Want to leave Weapon or something?
Weapon will die by himself.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
You want to leave Terry?
I mean, I can just go get the note and come back.
Yeah, you could.
I think we need to, like, could we legally file paperwork that we take it back?
Probably, yeah. Okay. You could probably just show that you have the deed to the land.
Yeah. Rose, do you want to?
And also, we could
paperwork.
We could, like, find a nice person and be like, hey, you can live here if you don't let anyone else live here.
Yeah. Dr. Shrimp might be looking for a place to live.
Oh, God. It's an option, I guess. But, like, you know.
Listen, Dr. Shrimp's a very powerful necromancer.
I think it's a good option. No one will fuck with Dr. Shrimp.
You may just have to worry about body parts and or prisoners. And no, for Shrimp, they're not friends. They're prisoners. Sorry, they're spare parts.
Audrey, thoughts? You're the one that cares about the lighthouse.
About Shrimp?
Yeah.
Well, I think first step is just doing the deed thing.
That's not going to take much. You just have to go back into Havencrest and show them that you're rightful owners of the lighthouse.
Yeah.
You don't have to roleplay that. That can just happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, no.
That's not good for you.
So, real quick, Rose, are you just going to go to Hubble's house?
That's the plan.
Okay.
Anyone?
Yep.
Is anyone else going with Rose? Besides Marie? Marie's going to follow.
I mean, I feel like having the legal documents that show that we own the lighthouse again is enough. Because then if we come back, we can be like, hey, douchebag, get out.
I don't.
And they won't. They probably won't.
They won't.
Abide.
No.
But.
Then by the standard
standing.
Then stand your grand laws. This is my castle. We can legally kill them.
Woof. I mean, has that stopped you before?
No. I was making a Florida joke.
Oh boy, Florida. So, real quick. Rose, you and Hubble walk to his house real quick. Actually, do you broom?
Yes.
That's a great idea.
You and Hubble broom back to his house because he already has his own broom. You and Hubble broom to his house, go in. It's, you know, nothing's changed whatsoever. You walk in and it looks like Spoons is baking a fairly large batch of bread as you come in and sitting at the large dining room table in front of you, like I'm sitting, you know, fingers steepled in front of him, wearing a small business suit. It's Dr. Shrimp.
Good
you
day.
Come in, he goes, hello, how are you?
Fine.
Oh, good.
How's your business?
I'm doing quite well. I just made a very sizable sale.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yes. You have a correspondence?
Something of yours.
Yeah.
He. And shambling from upstairs comes the meaty body that has the head of the Duke on it. He comes walking up next to him.
He's never looked better.
And he snaps his finger again, and the Duke comes down to his level, and he reaches over, grabs the Duke's bottom jaw, and then jams his hand in there, moves around, like, kind of searches around a little bit inside the Duke's throat at this point, and pulls out a small rolled up parchment, and he slides it across the table towards you. And he let go of the Duke's jaw and goes,
I love what you've done with the Duke.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to grab the note and read it.
The note. It is a small rolled piece of parchment with a little wax seal on it. You break the wax seal and it's a simple note that says, I had fun. We should do this again. XOXO Bo. P.S. If you want to find me again, find me in this. Wait. If you want to find me again, I'll be in space.
Hey, Hubble.
He hear from upstairs, and I was like, "Yes."
How do we get to space?
What?
The note says he's in space.
Oh, he sticks his head over the railing, like, what's the place where the dead go, where Spelljammer takes place? Fucking astral plane, astral plane.
Oh, the note just says space. Hold on, you seem a space expert.
Pretty sure it is the astral plane.
I'm pretty sure it is. Where Spelljammer took place.
Do, be a space cowboy.
It's called the Astral Sea.
Oh.
Okay.
He's like, do you need to go to the astral sea / space?
Apparently.
I mean, I could probably get you, but I know there's a gateway in Atla. There's one in Impar, and I believe there's one in Solora.
Good times.
Yes. Why do you need to go there?
Because that's where the bitch left.
Oh, that's rather inconvenient.
But... Oh, it always is.
Okay.
Hunting people down is never easy. But okay. This one's certainly been a little fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Well, I'm going to meander back to my group.
All right. Well, have a good day.
And let them know we have to go to space.
Oh, fun.
Probably. I don't know. We'll see. I've never been to space before.
Here's good things. Never been there myself. And he's gonna.
And I'm gonna broom Brad.
Toodaloo. And he's gonna go back to his study. And as you walk towards the door, like as you grab the door handle here, wait. Did I hear you're headed towards space? As Duckstrom says.
Potentially.
I might have a bit of a money making opportunity for you.
How much of a money making opportunity?
Say 5,000 gold.
What do we have to do?
Bring me back a gif.
A what?
A gif.
Yeah, what's a gif?
It's one of the large hippo people.
Oh. Okay.
I've never...
Alive or dead?
Preferably alive. But you, if you have to kill
them. Well, alive will be extra.
I'm willing offering you 5,000 gold.
Yeah. Do 8,000 for alive, 5,000 for dead.
I'll give you 6,000 for alive.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay.
I would have gotten less. Sweet.
He pulls out a contract and he goes, if you just want to sign on the dotted line.
Is this one of these contracts that if I don't do it, something bad happens to me?
Maybe.
What's the bad thing that happens to me?
You want to read the contract?
I don't want to, or do but you, I'm going to.
Do you just want to rely that you'll probably get it and you won't have to worry about it?
No. I definitely read all contracts before signing them.
If you fail to bring him back a gif before you die, your eternal soul and body will be his forever.
Yeah, fuck it.
You sign the contract?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, you sign the contract. He signs the contract back, rolls it up, hands you a copy, and says, pleasure doing business with you.
As always. I'm going to broom back.
You broom back to your friends. Velvet and Xylus, you doing anything? Why?
8 minutes.
Rose, it's 8 minutes to... Damn it.
Your clock is slow.
Mine says 4:20.
Mine also says 4:20.
Yeah.
My clock is fast. Weird.
Blaze it. Hey, guys. We got to go to space to get him. He went to the astral sea. And Shrimp offered us a money-making opportunity. We get a gift, we get 5,000 gold.
6,000 gold.
I'm aware. I know what I said, Daniel.
Okay.
I'm aware of what I said, Daniel.
You feel someone poke you in the shoulder as you say 5,000 gold.
I'm taking the risk of my soul being damned. I deserve
so that. Marie is trying to get your attention. She comes in close like, didn't he say it like that?
Shut up. I know what I said.
Okay.
I'm taking the risk of potentially soul being damned to Shrimp. I will take the extra 1,000 gold.
Okay. So, what are you guys up to?
Oh, and then we have to... Impar, Solora, and Atla all have a portal to the Astral Sea. This.
Where is Impar?
It's on the coast. It's on this coast that you're on, kind of like where San Francisco would be. It's where Miss Dagum's from. Lady Dagum's from.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Lady Dagum, a small crow lands in front of you guys.
Caca!
With a note attached to his little leg.
Hello.
Hello.
Velvet, nice to meet
you. He hops up towards you and extends a wing.
Velvet, nice to meet you.
He can't grab, so it's just...
I'm Philip.
Hi, Philip.
He holds up his little leg. I got a note for you.
You're adorable. And I'm going to untie the note. I'm going to read the note.
It is a contract from your good friend, Lady Dagum.
Okay.
She needs you to go to the Astral Sea to help a friend of hers.
Of course.
Hey, guys.
Plot timing. Dang.
You know what? It's almost like the DM has a plan and really wants us to do that instead of the granite thing.
Do you know what we really need to do? We need to do the granite thing, and we really need to help out that smith. We've been pushing
silver.
That.
Silver.
Yeah. That's been months now.
If you want to do that, go ahead, because I'm also very excited for those quests.
Really?
Yeah.
They're actual quests.
They're actual quests. No, no. You were supposed to... You were supposed... Well, you got the silver quest just after you dealt with the vampires in the woods, and that was supposed to happen.
So
the granite thing was supposed to happen when you were falling around the K-pop half-orc, because I forget his name.
Oh.
Wreck. No.
No.
Gresh. Gromp.
Grungle.
Grungle.
Oh, man.
I knew it sounded disgusting.
Grungle. You were going to fall... You were probably... I figured you guys would have followed him around, and one of the stops you would have fallen into was Kale.
Fun fact, listeners, one of the options for the name of that episode was Grungled.
What did we name it?
I don't remember.
Discount Captain America?
No.
Yeah, no.
No. Oh, wait, Dickhead, because I think that's where you met Terry.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Anywho's me. Audrey the Crow's standing there, and he looks like he wants something.
Do you want a treat?
Are there any more french fries?
Yeah, totally. Marie's still got, like, most of a bucket of french fries.
Hey, Marie.
Yeah, what's up?
Can I toss one of your french fries to my
crow friend
over here?
Pulls out a handful of french fries and hands them to you.
Great. I'm going to feed them to him one by one.
It is. He eats like a crow.
Yes.
Yes. He also wants something shiny.
He's a good boy. Oh,
Do you have something shiny?
Can I give him like a copper or something?
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to give him a copper.
He opens a little, you didn't realize it, but he's got like a little fanny pack on. He opens the fanny pack, puts the gold in with his beak, and he flies away.
Bye, Philip.
Bye.
So, where are you guys off to? We have a couple minutes. Do you want to go find out where what's happened to this dude's silver? Do you want to go deliver some large blocks of granite? Or would you like to go to the space in between spaces?
I'm going to make a sign.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It says, oh, shit, what do I want it to say?
Do not enter. We own it now, assholes.
We've always owned it.
Yeah.
I want to put some spicy plants at both the top and the bottom.
There you go.
Okay. You put some spicy plants there.
All of the entrances.
There.
Yeah.
Also, we took the rest of the brooms, right? They're in the train.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
How are you storing...
I want to do that. 60... Fucking in the minivan. I don't know.
Yeah. Just like shove them in there.
Just slap them in there. It's fine.
Audrey, as you go to go put all these brooms in the minivan, Gregory's gone.
Craig's gone. Gone.
He's no longer in the snowcat.
That's... Oh, okay.
You're not entirely sure where he is.
Hey, I saw your friend in your cabin.
He was the snowcat.
He was in the snowcat. Huh. Snowcat window's broken.
God.
Your friend's in your...
He had a muzzle, too. He probably used the muzzle. Can I search for him real quick?
No, I think Rose told you that he was in your train car.
I'm gonna go look.
You go look in the train car, and he's in there, but he's knocked out on the floor with his nose crushed because he hit a door.
Woof.
Sorry, no. His nose is crushed because a angry monk lady punched him in the face very hard.
I'm going to pick him up with my grabby boys.
You grab him with your grabby boys.
I'm going to shake him a little bit.
You should... And he lunges for you immediately.
He's in my grabby boys.
Oh,
he
shit.
Can't get me.
Yeah, never mind. Listen, it's been a month.
Are you okay, buddy? Are you all right? Are you fine?
Daniel's grabbing at me.
His two little teeth things like...
I don't know where to put him now.
Xylas walks in the door to like check on someone, then freezes and just walks out the door.
I just imagine the background camera sees door opens. I was like, hey,
back
never mind.
Was there a reason why I didn't put him in the minivan?
Because he was probably pissed and shit everywhere in the minivan.
Yeah, you guys didn't want the minivan to be ruined.
Oh, by the way, the inside of the snowcat's ruined.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I have no investment in either one of these vehicles.
I just feel like they'll be useful at some point, but they haven't been.
It's almost like we have a giant flying train.
It's almost like you have...
Yeah, we have broomsticks.
You have broomsticks. You have a fuck ton of broomsticks. By the way, if you ever want to give your train a speed boost, you can just feed it broomsticks because they're magical items.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It already goes like 400 miles an hour.
It goes however fast a big boy goes, which is pretty quick for a train that weighs...
That's like 80.
More than two 747s.
I just remembered I have my bubble links.
You're what?
Maybe it was 400 feet.
Something. My fancy cufflinks that do make what? A bubble. It's plus 5 AC. Until the end of combat.
I don't remember this.
I do
remember
now.
When we went and got
shopping montage.
We did a shopping montage.
Oh yeah, Marie's got a mohawk.
I
now.
Got some really cool.
Yeah, you guys got all your fun shit.
I don't think that'd hold a creature though.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Where are you guys going?
She's got to deal with that.
She can deal with that while you guys fly.
We can go to Empire and then talk to Dagum and then go to the portal.
Why do you want to talk to Dagum?
Yeah, she gave us the thing.
Contract,
already.
Yeah.
Yeah, she already gave you your contract with the information on it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's normally what happens.
Mm.
Where's the closest portal?
Empire.
Empire, probably.
How about a portal that's a long rest away?
Empire, probably.
Okay.
Is there any cardboard?
Yeah, there's a couple old Amazon boxes in the back of the minivan.
Okay, I'm going to... Is there anything besides cardboard that I could like use to block the broken window?
There's probably some shit in all the goblins' supplies that you have.
Something that's like stronger than cardboard.
There's some wood. There's some wooden crates.
There's no metal.
There's some old plate armor in there. You could duct tape some plate armor to the window of the snow cat.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, you duct tape some plate armor to the window of the snow cat.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Toss him in there.
Cool.
With his muzzle on.
Oh, you put the muzzle back on him.
Yeah.
I need you to roll dexterity saving throw, unless you want to knock him out.
No, I'm going to knock him out.
All right.
Well, how else am I going to duct tape the plate armor?
This is true. Yeah. You could have weapon hold him.
I'm going to knock him out.
You could give him him to weapon with the grabby boy.
No, then I have to roll dex, so I'm just going to knock him out.
You should knock him out real quick. Reach forward, bam, smack him at the top of the head, Looney Tunes style. It knocks out. You duct tape a bunch of plate armor to the front, the snow cat's window, and you guys go to Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, children!
Fight. I'll jam, fight. Kiss.
I'll jam my thumb up someone's ass, I swear to God. Give it like... Just wait 5 minutes until the podcast is over. And then you guys can fight all you want.
Okay, anyways.
So you guys are going...
I just wanted one. You need the rest.
No. So you guys make your way to Empire, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Long rest.
Yes, you get a long rest. Cool. Do you want to do anything in Empire?
I think we should end it.
I was going to end it when you guys crossed through the portal.
Okay.
Unless you want to end it, you need to end it like right now.
Oh, go ahead.
That was super weird to witness. Just like, No, it's fine. Just gonna, nearly touch my eyeball, but not fully touch it.
I think this happened the last time that we recorded too. I just like randomly like scratched my eye, and Sebastian was like, "What the
fuck?" Yeah.
Do you guys not do that? Fuck off.
No.
You don't do that. Your waterline doesn't itch, so then you.
I normally just
not
like,
that no.
Full fist.
No.
No, but you don't get the itch that way.
You press hard enough, you do.
I don't think there's enough specificity.
It's also not good for you to just constantly be smushing your eye like that.
My eyes don't itch that often.
Yeah, it's
I got
infrequent.
My eyelashes go like... So
it's true.
They be
going places.
Irritating.
All right, you guys find yourself in Empire. Do you want to do anything while you're in Empire? Or do you want to find the portal?
Portal.
Okay.
Sacred tunnel.
So... I'm just going to... You guys just find it.
Where is it?
So, the portal to the Astral Sea is just outside of Empire in the ocean. And essentially what it is how cargo ships get from Atla to Empire in a short amount of time. So, you guys got to wait in line a little bit. But it's cargo ships. But you can go your... And it's not like... It's not anything super crazy. It's just like a big stone ring sitting upright in the middle of the ocean that cargo ships sail into.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you guys get in line. You pay like the one gold for transit and you wait a couple hours in line. It's like Burning Man, but not as bad.
There's no pulsing.
Pulsing?
Where you drive for 5 minutes and then wait an hour.
No.
And then drive for 5 minutes.
No, none of that malarkey. It's like the Suez Canal. You just got to hang out. And...
Make it very difficult to end the podcast.
Hard, I know, guys. I'm sorry.
As you guys get second from the second to next portal in line, you watch as the cargo ship in front of you like slowly floats forward towards this ring. And as it gets towards the ring, like the car, as it passes the threshold of the ring, it just disappears until the whole cargo ship is gone. And there's like a dude out there in like a floaty, like standing on a floaty tube with like the little light sticks. And he's like, he like tells you to wait. Couple minutes pass, and he starts giving like all these hand gestures to like go forward.
I go forward.
You go confused. Forward as you begin to make your way towards the portal. All of you at once feel that same electrical buzz of magic. And as you, Xylus, you watch as the train slowly goes forward into the portal and just like disappears. And like as the cab begins to enter the portal, like it just kind of starts disappearing in front of you. It looks like you'll just fall off into empty space as it comes towards you. And then as you hit it, you feel yourself gets like stretched out like Stargate style.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens to all of you. Watch as like your train car slowly just starts to begin disappearing in front of you. And as like you pass the vent horizon of the portal, you like, and then you're all spit out on the other side. Just, and you find yourself floating in empty black space.
Thank you for listening to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name's Sebastian, and I played Xylus Ramsbottom, who mostly was, again, a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It's Jackson.
Oh.
Is he taking a shit?
That was so strange.
No, he's scratching the chair.
My name's Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. I was going to say something clever, but I couldn't think of anything besides being high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's two episodes in a row. Checks out.
My name is Audrey, and I played Velvet, who was either going to get the lighthouse back or die. So she got the lighthouse back.
Hey, man. For now, I did most of that work, just saying.
For now.
I know.
Rose could have helped.
Rose helped.
No one told me about shit.
That's true.
Rose helped pretty good.
It's almost like we have speaking stones or magic. And still not knowing something, still did 60 plus damage on one attack.
I was also super busy with Dimitri. Like, I was on a warpath with Dimitri. So.
Audrey did get... Velvet got claymored. Like,
that's yeah. True.
It was a claymore room, but it got her. Right, you're looking at me for a reason.
Yeah.
I was Daniel, your dungeon master for this wonderful clusterfuck. And there's definitely not a vengeful half-elf who is nearly drowned by you guys.
I hate that guy.
It's fine. All relevant links are in the description. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. Bye. Fuck, I forgot about that.
I love you. Bye.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement with a group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on the Wild Beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table more decisive, more adventurous. A little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.